I've been calling family back there at home, and they've been assuring us, don't listen to everything in the media.
Raida Al-Faisal fled Baghdad with her family and has been teaching at the University of Zako in Kurdistan since 2006.
I'm an Arab, but my friends now and colleagues are Kurd. So I'm living in the most peaceful part of the whole area.
She and 15 other Kurdish university professors and administrators are visiting the U.S. this month to study higher education, guests of Virginia Tech's Institute for Language and Culture. But things have changed since they left on their trip. Watching the fighting back home, they say part of the terror campaign by the militant group ISIS in Iraq is being fought with social media.
The ISIS are very developed using their media. You know that?
Twitter.
Yeah, and the Facebook. And they post some horrible pictures. When you see them, you feel, oh my God, everything is finished. But when you ask the people who are inside the cities or at the borders or they are watching everything, they tell you, don't worry, it's not that bad.
Al-Faisal voices the feelings of many when she says Kurds don't want the U.S. to fight its battles, but to help them build their army to defend themselves.
I'm saying we. I'm talking about Kurdistan because I'm a Kurdistani citizen now.
She's Arab and she lives in Kurdistan, yes.
Salah Koshna is Director of Language and Development at Raparin University.
We work together. We don't have any problem, you know, so it's just politics. But
the Kurdish people stretch across four different countries. In Iraq, they live in the northernmost region, known as Kurdistan.
I think soon or late, we need to have a different state than what's going on now in a state like Iraq. Violence, fighting, killing each other. We do not want to be a part of that. We have suffered a lot.
Barzan Karim is Director of Student Affairs at the University of Halabja.
So we want to have a different state, namely one day Kurdistan.
Excuse me, when we say we want our independent country, it does mean that we want Iraq to be failed.
Again, Salah Koshna.
We want a peaceful Middle East. We feel the sorrows, the killings, and human as human.
Recent years of relative stability in Kurdistan, until now, have allowed the country to flourish in many ways. It now has four times the number of universities it did in the era of persecution by Saddam Hussein in the 1980s. Most college students today were not born during what's known as the Anfal, when Hussein used chemical weapons against the Kurds. Al-Faisal says many of today's young students have known only a peaceful life in Kurdistan.
We spoiled them because, you know, our universities are for free. Their dormitories are for free, yes. And it seems that they are getting the things the easiest way. It seems that we need to tell them if you need to success, you need to earn it. That's the thing that I noticed here. They do it the hard way. If you want it, you have to earn it.
The country's oil wealth flows back to the people, and education is a beneficiary. Many Iraqis are familiar with American culture, but most only through American movies, which they say gave them a very different image of America than what they're seeing for themselves here.
How would you describe what the image was?
You see, yeah.
Texas.
Cowboys.
Las Vegas.
Yes, be careful, let's say, don't go out, you see robbing maybe, you know, through Hollywood movies. But when you come here, this is not that America we have seen.
Maybe it is Virginia. Virginia is different from other parts in America.
But you have been to D.C. and you have been to all the small towns, they're all the same somehow.
One of the small towns the group visited was Floyd, Virginia.
I liked it. I liked the environment of freedom. Everybody is on the street and they are dancing, doing everything. And he was the first one to dance and I went second.
And I see many people, young and old, dance. So I just joined them. Amazing.
I had a chance to sit in the middle of the people. Mm. All the people around us spoke with me and with my friends as well. Yeah. They asked about our nation, where we are from,
exactly.
And many other questions, a culture and many things. It was really a nice experience.
Yeah. Something about the Floyd, I was listening to a lady, she was singing in the open air on the double bass. I couldn't get all the words, but it was clear enough for me to touch my heart. I felt sad, and it brought tears to my eyes, and I compared it to the songs that the farmers back there at my homeland sing it's almost the same. The longing, the missing of the beloved ones, the crying for the past, and all these things. So I felt, well, we are human, we are alike, wherever we are.
Raida Al-Faisal, Salah Koshna, and Barzan Karim are visiting the U.S. from their home in Kurdistan. I'm Robbie Harris.